इस आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय सुभद्रा रामचंद्रन। Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the NDA government is committed to free the region of Bihar, West Bengal and Assam from the intruders. Addressing a public meeting at Shishabadi in Bihar's Purnia yesterday, he criticized the opposition alliance and its ecosystem for defending infiltrators and attempting to shield them from vote bank politics.
आरजेडी कांग्रेस वालों की जमात, जरा कान खोल के मेरे बात सुन लो। जो भी घुसपैठियां है उसे बाहर जाना ही होगा। घुसपैठ पर ताला लगाना एनडीए की पक्की जिम्मेदारी है। जो नेता बचाव में खड़े हैं, जो घुसपैठियों को बचाने के लिए मैदान में आ जाए, मैं जरा उनको चुनौती देता हूँ। आप घुसपैठियों को बचाने में चाहे जितना जोर लगा ले, आप घुसपैठियों को हटाने के संकल्प पर काम करते रहेंगे।
Highlighting the recently announced next generation GST reforms, the Prime Minister stated that the reduction in GST will substantially ease kitchen expenses. The Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects spread across Bihar worth more than 40,000 crore rupees yesterday. The projects include newly built Purnia Airport, National Makhana Board, 2,400 megawatt thermal power project in Bhagalpur, phase one of the Kosi Mechi Intrastate River Link project, multiple railway projects, and flagging off of new Vande Bharat and Amrit Bharat trains. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has said that 75% attendance is mandatory for students to appear in Class 10 and 12 board exams. The CBSE in its notice said that students' attendance will now be directly tied to internal assessment, making regular participation essential across the two-year academic cycle. It added that students who do not follow the mandatory criteria will not be allowed to appear in the board exams. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over northeastern states, Bihar, Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada and West Bengal today. Similar conditions are expected over Chhattisgarh, East Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, North Interior Karnataka, Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha today. In Uttarakhand, late-night torrential rain in the Sahastradhara area of Dehradun has disrupted normal life. Roads in Kaligarh area have been damaged, while 2 to 3 hotels and around 7 to 8 shops in the main market have suffered structural damage. Rescue and relief operations are underway, with approximately 100 people safely evacuated by the administration. Several parts of the city have been experiencing continuous rainfall since yesterday evening. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert forecasting moderate to heavy rain across Dehradun and other parts of the state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held an expanded meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio to discuss Iran, the strike in Doha, and efforts to free hostages. During the meeting held at Netanyahu's Jerusalem office, Rubio put the Trump administration's full support behind Benjamin Netanyahu. He said Washington's priorities were the liberation of Israeli hostages and the destruction of Hamas. Rubio would make a stop in Doha today on his way to London as the Trump administration seeks to limit the damage to U.S. relations in the Gulf caused by the Israeli strike last Tuesday. In the Asia Cup cricket tournament, Sri Lanka beat Hong Kong by 4 wickets in their Group B clash at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Chasing the target of 150 runs set by Hong Kong, Sri Lanka scored 153 for 6 with 7 balls to spare. UAE beat Oman by 42 runs in Group A, batting first. UAE made 172 for 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Bangladesh would meet Afghanistan at Abu Dhabi. The match will begin at 8 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.